Let's have a nice hand for our pipers, Alec McGuckin. And Alec. Mancisi. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2010 graduating class for the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. In case you think you're here for the science convocation, you missed it by 2 days, but I think you'll be just fine. I'm going to be back in about 1 minute or two when the procession comes with the platform party, and I'll be back with a few remarks for you at that time. Bonjour encore. Nice hand for Brian Sand and the quintet. My name is David Harp. I'm the university marshal, trying to keep some order in this group of about 2,700 people added up from the graduates to the parents. I was going to comment briefly on the costumes that we're all wearing. It relates back about 1,000 years to the point when Cambridge and Oxford started their universities. And it was because they didn't have much heat that they had the long robes, and then colors came in. For instance, the bright yellow is for the Master of Management, and the purple is for Commerce. This is the robe for the University of North Carolina, where I got a degree. And then we have the hats, which are okay to put on. They look pretty good. One comment that I get sometimes is from students is, killer hat man. And looks like so. It's also very useful as a frisbee if you wanted to use it that way. The platform party will be arriving, hopefully, to inaugurate this particular meeting at exactly 2 o'clock, and they are coming down the main highway out to your right-hand side. What I would say to the graduates is that please watch the operation that goes on up here. There'll be 2 marshals, one at the top of the stairs, one in between the position, and then the reader, and you give one of your cards to the reader and the other card to the personnel over here on the far side, where you will receive your degree. If you get the wrong name or something like that happens, don't panic. You will get your degree. Just go back to this place on the right-hand side, and they will give you your proper degree, where it just maybe was mixed up. But not to worry about that. I would also ask you to please just, if you would, don't let that happen too often. I know you're very busy, and you've probably all got about 6 jobs, so take it easy for today and let the whole process unfold. There will be a singing of the alma mater at the very beginning of the ceremony by Winston Purdy, and everything will conclude with the singing of the national anthem, also by Winston Purdy, at the position over to my right-hand side. There is really not a whole lot more to the ceremony other than that there will be an honorary degree, a teaching award, and there will be a valedictory statement at the very end of the convocation. And as you can hear and maybe see just to your right-hand side, out your right window, as they say on the airplanes, you will see Kirk Johnston. His son graduated last year in chemistry, and he's now at MIT. So I'm sure all of you are going to go to great places. We wish you the very best of luck in all of your endeavors. The last group that will come into the tent will be the chair of the Board of Governors, the chancellor, and, of course, the principal, Heather Monroe Bloom. So I would ask you in just a moment or two to stand up, please. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party that will be coming in the right-hand side.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon. Bonjour à tous. McGill vous souhaite les bienvenus à notre beau campus en plein ville pour la cérémonie de remise des diplômes de la faculté de gestion des hôtels. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to our beautiful downtown campus for the convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Faculty of Management. It is customary for the Chancellor to open these proceedings with a statement congratulating graduates for having completed their studies, or at least this phase of their studies, and also to extend to members of their proud families our sincerest best wishes. For you have chosen to study at one of the world's best institutions of higher learning and have succeeded in reaching your goal and in earning your degree. This custom has continued for almost 200 years, and far be it from me to interrupt this time-honored tradition, having been so recently appointed as Chancellor. However, I am not at all comfortable at this juncture in moving directly to the awarding of degrees. I strongly believe in another message, which I wish to convey to you and all those sitting here today. Many, if not most of you, believe that getting a decent job or going on to obtain another degree, finding a suitable partner, and having children are, if achieved, the most important of life's goals. And I can speak from personal experience that each of these achievements brings immense satisfaction, and I can even add to that the joy of having grandchildren. Nevertheless, when I sat exactly where you are 50 years ago, about to receive my BCom, nobody mentioned our health. Yet your health may turn out to be the one most important area to bring satisfaction, and good health is likely the goal you can most control. I want to repeat that. Of all your life's goals, your health outcome is the one you can most easily control. More important than the benefits of even the best education, controlling your health is much easier than ensuring a satisfactory working environment, and certainly easier than finding a suitable life partner. We all know that great strides have been made in medicine, particularly in cardiovascular disease and controlling infections through antibiotics. In fact, life expectancy has increased by a full generation over the past century. Yet far too many people are not fully enjoying these benefits due to chronic diseases, which are mostly preventable. And in spite of all the modern improvements, or possibly because of them, the cost of healthcare delivery is escalating and has already reached alarming levels. These expenses are increasing at such a rate that most countries, including Canada, will run perpetual deficits with no relief in sight. This will impact on each and every one of you, either by taking away significant disposable income or by creating a lack of accessibility as governments cut back, or both. For the great majority of you, there is a simple solution, and that is prevention through self-discipline. And it starts right now. You're all familiar with these solutions. Give up smoking, avoid social drugs and excessive drinking, exercise regularly, and I mean daily, and understand what you eat and the implications of a proper diet. There is not a single scientific study, and there have been thousands, that has come to a contrary conclusion. So, starts today, I must repeat that. It must begin today. Your quality of life will improve and keep improving for the great majority of you. Whatever setbacks you encounter, and we all suffer some, you will be better able to tolerate these both physically and mentally. And in closing, may I say to those parents and grandparents who are celebrating these events with us today, it is never too late to start. In a recent study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, the authors concluded that, and I quote, "The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging for older adults, including the early onset of cognitive impairment." Let me repeat this. The lack of activity is one of the strongest predictors of unsuccessful aging. So for all of you here today, this has to be a lifelong endeavor. Bottom line, taking care of your health is an obligation you have to your fellow citizens. Taking care of your health is even more an obligation you have to yourselves. It now gives me great pleasure to call upon Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, our distinguished principal and vice chancellor, to address the audience.
Thank you, Chancellor, for those fine words. Chancellor, Chairman, Principal Emeritus, Governors and Governors Emeriti, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Herschel Victor, Teaching Award winners, Professor Desmond Tsang and Professor Tamar Boyachi, Provost, Dean, distinguished colleagues, guests, and most of all, graduating class, bienvenue tout le monde, bonjour et bienvenue à le campus de McGill. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here on our beautiful lawns on our downtown campus. I know that some of you yourselves graduated on these very lawns. Graduating class, today is a very special day for you and a proud and happy day for your families, an occasion to celebrate you, the class of 2010, and all of those who are with you today. For all of you who are graduating here today, we know you have worked very hard, but as hard as it may be to be a McGill student sometimes, it is much harder often to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so I ask all who are graduating here today to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your friends and family who have guided you to this day. Many of you may be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. Nous vivons dans un monde où certains membres de votre famille, certains amis et collègues habiteront des pays lointains. Un monde où, même ici au Québec et au Canada, il est fort probable que votre réussite dépende de collaboration avec des gens dont l'origine et l'expérience diffèrent largement des vôtres. As you step out into an increasingly global world, remember that wherever you choose to live and work, we are now all called upon to realize a more sustainable relationship with our physical environment and to do so while dealing with the uncertainty in the economy. At the same time, we all face an imperative to rethink the way we interact with financial and social systems, and while doing so, to reduce the gaps between those who have and those who do not. These can be daunting challenges indeed, but we know that you are prepared and energetic in taking on these challenges. And as you do, we all know that we are dependent on knowledge, on the values and practices we have learned and reflected on, and most significantly, on dedicated and creative individuals, leaders, professionals and citizens, people just like you in the graduating class of 2010. And as developing leaders, you embrace technological and scientific literacy, linguistic fluency, and an understanding of the cultures and religions of the world. You are cultivating an open mind, a willingness to reassess your values and practices as you gain experience, and perhaps most importantly, a great appetite for managing complexity, and this is a good thing because the world is certainly complex. Class of 2010, we are confident that your time at McGill has exposed you to the richness of the world. At McGill, you will sought and gain knowledge and experience and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the pursuit of knowledge is an ultimate goal, where the exchange of ideas, particularly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, and where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms and freedom of speech. But along with our great good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and a prosperous society comes a special responsibility to take on the social, environmental, and financial challenges of our world. And we know that you're up to it. And as we celebrate you today, class of 2010, we also celebrate the Desautels Faculty of Management. And let me say how delighted I am that the person who, in whose name the faculty is honoring Dr. Marcel Desautels here with us today. The Desautels Faculty of Management has a long history at McGill, from its inception in 1905 as a simple diploma course in commerce to the great faculty of today. As we mark the beginning of Dean Peter Todd's second mandate, we celebrate the determined high standards and strong ambition with which he leads the Desautels and his superb team of faculty, staff, and students. Conceiving management more broadly than business, the curriculum reflects McGill's philosophy of preparing leaders who will influence the world in innovative ways. The McGill tradition of integrated thinking has most recently been expressed in the development of an integrated core for all MBA students, a novel approach that dissolves the boundaries between traditional business disciplines, fully integrating teaching, research, and practical experience, and building them into an integrated judgment in learning and in practice. In a year when two McGill graduates have won Nobel Prizes, the Desautels Faculty of Management is doing its utmost to build the university's reputation for excellence. Class of 2010, we are very proud that you are graduating from this faculty and that you are now joining the more than 210,000 distinguished people around the world who make up McGill's Living Alumni, a roster that includes our chancellor, our chairman, and Mr. Herschel Victor, who will shortly receive his second McGill degree. And graduating class, as you leave here today, please undertake to stay in touch with your alma mater. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. In closing, remember that you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. And as you do, three pieces of simple but compelling advice from an ancient scholar. As our chancellor said, first, take care of yourself. If you are not for yourself, who will be? Strive to make the world a better place. If you are only for yourself, you will have failed. Don't be afraid to act, to give back to your community, your profession, your country, and your world. But for now, today is your day. Your day to celebrate. Savor every moment. It will go quickly. Congratulations. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal, for those stirring words. I would now ask Professor Peter Todd, Dean of the Faculty of Management, to introduce Professor Desmond Tsang from the Faculty of Management, this year's winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award at the undergraduate level.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it's with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Desmond Tsang, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for undergraduate programs at the Desautels Faculty of Management. Professor Tsang joined Desautels in 2006 from UC Berkeley. He teaches accounting and financial reporting at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. Professor Tsang is known as an innovative teacher who strives to stimulate class discussions with humorous but relevant examples that incorporate the real world into his courses. His teaching has been consistently rated among the very best in the accounting program. He's committed to his students and the wind blowing on the stage and serves as mentor to many of them. Professor Tsang conducts research in earnings management, corporate governance, performance measurement, and real estate investment trusts. His contributions as a teacher, a scholar, a mentor to our students are exemplary, and he is certainly most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Desmond Tsang.
I now ask Dean Peter Todd to return to the podium to introduce Professor Tamer Boyachi from the Faculty of Management, this year's winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award at the graduate level.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Tamer Boyachi, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for graduate programs in the Desautels Faculty of Management. Professor Boyachi joined Desautels in 1998 from Columbia University. He's an associate professor of operations management. Recently, Professor Boyachi spearheaded the design and delivery of the value creation module in the new MBA curriculum. His students find him to be a passionate and committed teacher. An interdisciplinary scholar, his work has been funded by both SSHRC and NSERC. His research interests focus on supply chain management, and he is particularly interested in linking operations to models for environmental sustainability. Professor Boyachi's collective contributions to teaching and research and his ability to integrate the two make him most deserving of this honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, Professor Tamer Boyachi.
I now ask Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor, to present Mr. Herschel Victor, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Herschel Victor. We are privileged today to honor a remarkable McGill alumnus, Mr. Herschel Victor, whose extraordinary career in business and fashion and outstanding public service as a community builder and philanthropist have made him an inspiring role model. Even before his graduation in 1944 with a Bachelor of Commerce degree from McGill, Herschel Victor was a busy, multi-talented McGill student who wrote a regular column for the front page of the McGill Daily, played varsity football for the McGill Redmen, and made the McGill Union his home away from home. After graduation, he joined Jack Victor Limited, a privately held, family-owned manufacturer of men's suits and formal wear, founded by his father in 1913. Owing greatly to the determination and visionary leadership of Herschel Victor, he has shown through his long-standing role as chair and CEO of the company that a Canadian company can be great by world standards. Jack Victor Limited is today a world-leading Canadian manufacturing firm. Famously determined and known for his superb creative and strategic thinking, Mr. Victor's leadership at the helm of Jack Victor Limited has resulted in the creation of new jobs and in the company's reputation as being one of the first in Canada to break into the United States market in a major way. He has been the source of the sartorial splendor of distinguished men across professional sectors in Canada and abroad. In 1993, while under Herschel Victor's direction, Jack Victor Limited earned the prestigious Griff d'Or Award for the best men's clothing manufacturer. In addition to being an innovative and highly successful business person, Mr. Victor is a community patron. He established his own charitable foundation in 1982 and has since supported a wide array of important societal causes in the fields of research, education, and health care through his generous philanthropy. Among the gifts he has supported are the Herschel Victor Scholarships for students entering our Desautels faculty, the entire renovation of the Desautels faculty's main lobby, the Christine and Herschel Victor Hope and Cope Chair in Psychosocial Oncology at the Jewish General Hospital, and the establishment of the Arthur Victor Movement Disorder Endowment Fund at the Montreal Neurological Institute, the latter in honor of his late brother. Herschel Victor's exceptional contributions as a Canadian businessman and a community leader have garnered him numerous honors and awards, including the Order of Canada, the Governor General's Medal for the 125th Anniversary of Canada in 1992, the Manufacturer of the Year Award from the International Clothing Designers and Executives, and more recently, the McGill Management Lifetime Achievement Award. Mr. Victor is an honorary life member of the Desautels Faculty's Advisory Board, on which he has served since 1997. Also known for his warm demeanor and sharp sense of humor, Herschel Victor has a tremendous capacity to bring people and resources together to create environments, services, and opportunities that simply allow great things to happen. This generous and visionary ambassador for McGill exemplifies thoughtful community action and engagement, and so does his great style. One of McGill's best-dressed alumni, Mr. Victor has suited up McGill alumni, friends, colleagues, and no doubt every dean in the faculty since his time there, and he's helped many a young business person to launch their professional look. Today, together with his lifelong partner and wife, Christine, their son, Alan, daughter, Gail, their grandsons, John and Andrew, and other members of the family, we of the McGill community celebrate our distinguished alumnus and his lifetime of extraordinary achievement and leadership. It is thus with immense pleasure that I now call upon our Chancellor to confer upon this much-cherished friend of McGill, Mr. Herschel Victor, the university's highest honor, the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure now to invite Dean Peter Todd again to the podium to deliver the convocation address. Dean Todd.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I'll see what I can do to work the wind at this point as I speak. You may see the text go flying, in which case I'll wing it. Bonjour et bienvenue à vous tous. C'est un grand, grand plaisir d'être parmi vous pour pouvoir célébrer ce moment très spécial de nos diplômés. My first words of welcome go to our students, who in just a few minutes will become our alumni. Please allow me to extend to you, your families, your friends, a personal welcome from the Desautels Faculty of Management. A particularly special welcome to graduates in our international master's programs, who have come from Tokyo and around the world to experience convocation today on the McGill campus. Mr. Chancellor, Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chancellor, it's a great delight to be here with all of you and the many dignitaries gathered here today to celebrate our students' success. While there are too many special guests to mention, I trust everyone will permit me, as the principal has done, to extend a special welcome to our great friend, Marcel Desautels. This is the fifth summer convocation since we became the Desautels Faculty of Management in 2005. Marcel, merci et bienvenue. I'm sure you'll also all permit me to say a few words to our honorary degree recipient, Dr. Herschel Victor, who, like Marcel, has been a great friend of the faculty and of McGill for many years. We look for honorary degree recipients who are role models for our students, and as an entrepreneur, a successful business leader, and a most respected leader, in the community, Dr. Victor, more than fits the bill. He's invested widely over the years in McGill, not just in management, but as the principal said, in education and medicine at the MNI, and to many, many great causes for Montreal and for Canada. He's taken to his heart the idea of giving back to community, and he continues to do so. On behalf of the entire faculty, please accept our thanks and best wishes on this special day to you, to your entire family, and your friends who are gathered here today. Herschel, from us, felicitations. This is, of course, a special day for our graduates, and it's tradition at convocation to provide you with some words of wisdom and perhaps a few memorable bon mots to punctuate the day. But if the graduates assembled here will permit me, I'd like to share with you, your family, your friends here, how all of you, as graduates and students in the faculty, have inspired us over the past year. Your individual and collective accomplishments are extraordinary. You came to McGill as the best students in Canada, and indeed the world, and leave as the best and brightest leaders of the future. I am pleased to report to all gathered here today that I judge the world to be in very capable hands. Let me start with our PhD graduates, who will shortly be the first to walk across the stage. These graduates perhaps most exemplify the international character of McGill. Coming from all around the world, they will take up academic positions here in Montreal, at other schools in Canada, in the U.S., and in Europe, including, I am told, the University of Luxembourg, which is a post I'm going to look for myself in coming years, perhaps. I thought that was a nice bit of duty for our graduates. Our PhD graduates also symbolize a long tradition of partnership between the faculty and Montreal's other great business schools. For more than 30 years now, our management PhD program has been offered in partnership between all four Montreal universities. We've always been proud of these collaborations, and they continue today. In a few minutes, the very first graduates from our bilingual HEC McGill Executive MBA program will walk across this stage. Today's EMBA graduates will be the first from McGill ever to receive a joint degree, fittingly a degree that comes from both McGill and l'Université de Montréal. This first group of 32 EMBA graduates has almost 600 years of combined work experience. They have challenged not just each other, but also their professors. We say the E in EMBA stands for experience. Visiting the EMBA classroom provides a great reflection of Montreal's distinctively bilingual culture as discussion shifted seamlessly from French to English and back again. The program staff is convinced that the 32 graduates now include 32 Francophones and 32 Anglophones. Today, we also celebrate the very first graduates of our Integrated Management MBA, which was also launched in 2008 and received much fanfare and a little bit of media attention over the past year. While it's considered a groundbreaking program, the real distinctiveness lies in our students. They show their intelligence, their commitment, their competitive spirit in many ways that extends far beyond the classroom. At the 2010 Canada-wide MBA Games, our Desautels students took the bronze medal. Desautels MBAs won the silver at the CFA Case Competition earlier this year. And while we did not triumph in every sporting event, being bested again by Harvard in our annual rugby match, it's amazing what happens when your endowment brings in five or six members of the New Zealand All Blacks to your team every year. But word continuously came back about the tremendous esprit de corps of the Desautels students. Today's MBA graduates also understand the importance of giving back to community. Founding this year a nonprofit consulting group, raising many thousands of dollars for charity, and hosting a conference beyond corporate social responsibility, again, in partnership with our friends at HEC Montréal. Let me turn finally to the BCom students, our largest group of graduates here today. I'm told not to play favorites, but as a BCom graduate myself, this is a group for which I have a particular fondness. They, too, came to us as the best students in the country. They graduate today not only as great students, but as great future business leaders, leaders, I would say, with unlimited potential. The first thing everyone notices about our BCom students is their incredible work ethic. New professors to our faculty always comment on how impressed they are with the undergraduate students. New professors who come to us from MIT, from the Wharton School, from Berkeley, or from Harvard. These students also prove themselves in national and international competitions. This year they placed in the top three at the Net Impact CSR Case Competition and at the Georgetown Business Strategy Challenge and won 7 medals at the 2010 Jeux de Commerce here in Quebec. There are reports that they also play hard as well, though I only know what I read in The Bull and the Bear, which was mercifully tame over this past year. These students also understand their obligation to community. Over the past year, our BCom students raised over $50,000 to benefit the AIDS Community Care Montreal, the Montreal Children's Hospital, and numerous other charities. That's one reason why the Management Undergraduate Society was once again named the best student society at McGill for the 6th time in the past 12 years and the best business school student society in Eastern Canada. The members of the MUS, and especially those graduating today, deserve a great big thanks from their fellow students and from all of us. And I hope you'll join me in expressing that thanks to them. And now let me turn to the students as you go forward to graduate with just a few words of advice. You graduate in times of uncertainty, but these are also times of great, great opportunity. The opportunity will come because of your astounding capabilities and your great potential. But capitalizing on those opportunities will require perseverance. Many, 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 it says here, years ago, when I earned my BCom from McGill, I didn't think I was that old, but it's starting to feel like it. In the midst of another deep recession, I certainly didn't envision that I'd have the opportunity to stand on stage as dean delivering a convocation address at McGill. You, too, will be presented with unexpected opportunities. My first simple bit of advice is be open to those opportunities when they arise. Some of you will become CEOs, and yes, some of you will run hedge funds, and some of you will go into public service and work for nonprofits. I hope, channeling the principle, that all of you will become philanthropists. But whatever path you decide to pursue, remember to follow your interests, do what you want to do, do what gives you energy, but do it all with integrity. Along the way, you're going to make mistakes. Acknowledge them, fix them, and move on. At some point along the way, your values will be challenged. Take responsibility for what you do. As much as it's in vogue to say it today, it is not about corporate responsibility. It's about personal responsibility. Be responsible for your actions. Work, live, and serve with integrity. When you're at a difficult moment, if you need a little reinforcement or a little inspiration, think about Mr. Victor and all he's achieved and what he's given back in so many different ways. Remember the Chancellor, a BCom graduate from McGill as well, and remember his personal integrity and commitment to the McGill community. Remember Marcel Desautels and all he's done for us and for education in Canada. And remember that I'll be watching. And if that's not enough, I want you all to remember that at your graduation, the Auditor General of Canada and another BCom graduate, Sheila Fraser, was sitting on the stage, and she may be watching too. She's got her eye on me at the moment. For this afternoon, take pride in the moment. Reflect on what you've accomplished at McGill. And if I may give you a bit of personal advice that I give to most of the graduates as they walk across the stage, after the ceremony, celebrate. Have a party with your friends and family, but not too big a party. I don't want to read about it in the next Bull and Bear, and I don't want to see it on YouTube, but do enjoy. Félicitations à vous.
Thank you, Dean Todd. Those are wonderful words of advice. And I know that there are some people who consider the word business integrity as an oxymoron, but you can take it from me, there are some wonderful, if wonderful business people in this country and elsewhere who uphold the highest standards, and I know that with the training that you have, you will follow in that tradition. Thank you very much. We will now proceed with the conferring of academic degrees, and I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs in the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will stop for a moment in the center to be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard cap, and they will be symbolically capped on the top of the head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of their degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their mortarboard on their heads and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping is done lightly. But the university cannot guarantee the actual force that will be used. The parchment or degree itself will be given to each student by a dean or delegate as they leave the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alanush Saroyan to present the students who have earned both graduate and undergraduate degrees. Professor Heather Durham, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students. Professor Peter Todd, the Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Congratulations. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Amelia Carolyn Clark. Rémy Jean Desmules. Bahri Caracas. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Germain Archambault. Michel Boucher. Eric Bourbeau. Isabelle Brissette. Sylvain Cormier. Kimberly Cosgrove. Caroline Danielle. François Deschênes. Caroline Dignard. Stéphane Daudier. Stéphane Dubo. Nicole Gadbois-Lavigne. Joan Gaudreau. Carol Jens. Kothar Ali Khwaja. Guy Labelle. Richard Labelle. Jean Langlois. Michel Mayer. Barbara Mergel. Patricia Pino. François Bertrand Rioux. Anouk Roy. Johannes Hernikus Schoning. Laurent Spacer. Jean-Marc Taillon. Pierre Thivierge. Patrick Strong. Jean Yell. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Khorram Ahmad. Muhammad Sharif Al-Sai. Daniel Fernando Ballesteros. Timothy Beauchamp. Rashid Benelfella. Maxime Brunet. Helen Christodoulou. Carlos Eduardo Cicera Labrija. Vladislav Dropovolsky. Wail Elyahki. Stephanie Allison Payette. Carolina Fernandez Maestro. Silvia Fernandez Maestro. Mathieu Filion. Rajiv Gandhi. Lakshmi Padma Ghoshal. Lucas Eric Grinder. Adam Halpert. Emre Hepchak Changli. Basam Hujaj. Julie Hubert. Natasha Chan. Tian Tian Jiang. Hadi Ali Kazmi. Chong Chi Lai. Marie-Claire Lalonde. Julius Leonard. Diego Javier Menafra Wilson. Jose Morton. David James Mudge. Kimberly Christine Mua. Excuse me. Ramachandran Muller. Min Soon Mar King. Quentin Patrick Omani. Mark Hyatt. Kapil Rajiv Prakash. Lloyd Rennie. Edgar Rodriguez. Adam Ross. Renato Salas Mestanza. Ezequiel Sarazar Virginillo. Lucio Horacio Santilli. Oko Joseph Shio. Piotr Tusio. Maria Tomovic. Linxiang Zhen. For the degree of Master of Business Administration, Aitan Salomon Bensusan, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws. Colin Byrne, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws. For the degree of Master of Management, Javier Wallach. April Kaluri. Michelle Deguise. Susan Dodson DeVore. Mark Eisenberg. Deborah Friedman. Amparo Garcia. Reinhuider Harold's daughter. France Laframboise. François Lamy. Carole Mercier. Kung Jun Min. Ronat Talman. Thierry Serrault. Mark David Wilkinson. For the degree of Master of Management, Venkateshwaran Sabrimanyan Iyer. Bowen Singla. Teodoro Uva. Long Year. Yu Zhang. For the post Master of Business Administration graduate certificate, Karim Antar. Silvina Asurmendi. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Ling Ai, Dean's Honor List. Sehrin Amlani, Distinction. Matthew Jonathan Sean Armstrong, Dean's Honor List. Eric Aubry, Peter S. Wise Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Steffi Barandereka Inenta. Sami Bashesh, Distinction. Paul Alexander Bilenki. Shihang Chao. Marc Maurice Shemtov. Genevieve Chrétien. Marley Beth Cooper. Matthew Cote, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Emily Coulomb, Distinction. Tanya Cusano. Emily Deloche, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Nene Hadiatu Diallo. Wayne Diao, Distinction. Geoffrey William Deneen. Ngoc Mai Khan Do. Xiang Dong. Simon Dubois. Athena Elspeth Dunbar. Louis-Philippe Edgar. Sébastien Fato, Distinction. Isabelle Fillion. Janie Fong. Alexandra Gauvin-Oligny. Aishatu Gerba, Dean's Honor List. Isabelle Giger, Distinction. Pierre-Jacques Goupil. Caroline Gravel. Robert Evan Greenberg. Patrick Guerrero Belmar. Lara Gulesarian.
Maybe you should go around.
George Hatzigiorgiou, McGill Accounting Club Prize and Dean's Honor List. Rivka Sara Hoffman. Xiaofeng Huang. Ying Huang. Alina Yordachi. Sarah Keys. distinction. Yun Chi Kwong, Dean's Honor List. Stamatia Kukolis. Veronique Lafleche Krasowski. Vincent Hu Pan Lai. Arif Abdul Aziz Lakhani, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Ryan Lorne Lefcourt. Robert Ludwig. Carmen Lum. Joel Maggio, Distinction. Yotoshuran Mahentiran. Marie-José Mamarbachi. Jonathan Nicholas Mark, Distinction. Ramona Micaela Mazilu. Corey Monteferrante, Distinction. Sabrin Munir. Monica Engor. Jeremy Evan Osmar. Samuel La Liberté, Distinction. Matthew Joseph Pagano, Dean's Honor List. Tanya Marie Pennino. Greg Picard. Diana Vivian Piri, Distinction. Sanjaya Rambarun. Natalie Isabel Ross. Robert Rotchin, Distinction. Nadia Syed, Dean's Honor List. Daniel Schachter, Distinction. Anand Venkatesh Shastri, Dean's Honor List. Shu Han Shen, Distinction. Yan Yu Annie Shu. Marc-Olivier Sirard. Tristan Clifford Smart. Matthew Philip Sternberg. Nathaniel El-Azhar Chapilla. Gemma Ann Tyler. Melissa Amanda Victor. Yu Wang, Distinction. Melanie Weisblatt, Herbert Sibley Award and Dean's Honor List. Mansi Yu. Sijia Yu. Hai Lu Zhen, Distinction. Mark Edward Zurowski. Sophia Zionov, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Hassan Abbas. Dana Antakli, Distinction. Marine Lauren Fabre. Brendan James Farrer, L.J. Fourget and Company Award and Dean's Honor List. Olga Finkelstein. Maxime Gagliardi, Distinction. Patrick Fitzgerald Hartford, First Class Honors in Economics and Dean's Honor List. Jan Kissen. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Dritten Kalamata, Honors in Economics and Finance. Victoria Stella Kaiser, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance. Michael Zachary Propas, Honors in Economics and Finance and Dean's Honor List. May Soleh, First Class Joint Honors and Dean's Honor List. Andrew Gallagher Wood, Honors. Zi Qian Wu, Honors. Nicole Zeng, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Antonio Elias Abraham Tremari, Dean's Honor List. Omar Nabil Abu Toraya. Saher Akbar. Rama Ahmad Al Rashid. Ahmad Hassan Al-Shibani Al-Nehlawi. Omair Idris Alawala. Maryam Awad. Alice Roslyn Aumur, Dean's Honor List. Hannah Azar. Justin Vincent Ballis. James Christopher Berry. Eric Bergeron. Aaron Joseph Besner, Distinction. Genevieve Brousseau Provencher. Xuan Chai. Daniel Canham. Peng Yuan Chen. Michael John Chong, Distinction. Yong Yun Nadia Shaw. Alexandra Elena Kirstia. Laurent Raphael Cohen. Mark Andrew Coletti. Colby Irving Cox, Distinction. Kevin Cruz Antunes. Gabriel Como, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Lisa Dung, Distinction. Robert Darzinski. Stephen Andrew Davis. Valentina Ana Maria De Castris. Joshua Christopher Deme. Ranim Rabah Diab. Boubacar Telly Diallo. Maxime Doré, Dean's Honor List. Drissi Kaituni. Erin Sarah Elituv, Distinction. Justin Louise Erickson, Distinction. Zachary Andrew Evershed, Distinction. Nan Fang, Distinction. Danny Farris. Daniela Fatal. Jonathan Stephen Bruno Ferrari, Distinction. Zhonghao Feng. Emily Gagnon, Distinction. Jean-Michel Gauthier, Dean's Honor List. Benjamin Michael Gadzic, Distinction. Lisandro Marcel Getzo. Sean Jared Goldberg. Roy Greenberg. Nurazmi Hadidi. Melissa Kristen Ewart. Hamza Jamaleddin. Tijaswini Junjunwala. Edward Allen Johnson. Hossein Shabir Kapasi. Alex E. Kinnan. Brian Hoody. Lauren Kovac, Distinction. Ekaterina Ivanova. Catherine Kwong. Gregory John Landry. Stephanie Laperriere, Dean's Honor List. Nicole Hilda Lau. Patrick Lee, Distinction. Caroline Lego. Adam Gabriel Levin, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Jiachen Liu, Distinction. Andrew Richard Marcoux. Charles Martin. Margaret Emily McClure. Maya Helen Mikhailovsky. Adil Mirza. Devon Lee Mistal. John MacArthur Mosey. Woom Lam Gan. Disha Rao Nipandapudi. Samantha Kusi. Kent William Owen, Distinction. Michael John Packerer. Hu Peng, Dean's Honor List. Raphael Perrault, Distinction. Guillaume Fissner, Dean's Honor List. Daniel Peter Prupat. Magdalena Pashkevich, Dean's Honor List. Maria Jimena Quiroz Blanco, Distinction. Ijma Lubaba Rahman. Ahsan Ali Rai. Ridhima Anil Ratnini, Distinction. Dimitri Radiev. David Rochoff. Nina Ann Rongavilla, Distinction. Joelle Nadine Scott. Jonathan Shannon, Dean's Honor List. Kan Yan, John Siringulu. James Montgomery Selleck. Sebastian Thibodeau. Matthew Thornhill. Adam Graham Torre. Daniel Dai Hai Trang, Distinction. Ellen Tracker, Distinction. Carolyn Elizabeth Triot, Distinction. Charles Raymond Vaccaro Force. Marc-Antoine Vezina, Distinction. Marc-Anthony Vita, Distinction. Yusha Wan. Alexandra Wun Yi Wong, Distinction. Adrian Wojnakiewicz. Meng Ting Shu. Chen Yang, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Jie Xiong Yang, Distinction. Becky Pochi Yao. Raphael Yu. Wu Zhang. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Jesse Applebaum. Michael Arnold. Marion Assad. Natalie Asaf. Julia Layla Bakker. David Joseph Bigger. Elena Strauss-Blatt. Ryan Bornstein, Dean's Honor List. Charles Bustani. David Ian Boyd. Nicholas Caivano, Distinction. Gregory Serallo. Derek Weishun Chan. Simon Chauvet, Distinction. Kate Lauren Chavin. Jessica Long Ying Chor. Allison Taylor Cohen. Samara Komlexiglu. Talia Zua Dabda, Distinction. Stephanie Teresa Dobb. Sabrina De Luca. Alexandra Michelle Dinham, Distinction. Yi Jie Dong. Barbara Bradley Dorley, Stephen Goldblum Memorial Prize. Sandy George Dragonas. Danielle Dwinov. Jamie Michelle Edelsberg. Sarah Courtney Entwistle. Mika Stewart Bedford Erskine, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Fiddler Wenner, Dean's Convocation Prize, McGill Alumni Society Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Kathleen Coughlin Fertel. Kirsten Mei Ling Fong, Distinction. Anna Laura Fornell. Rebecca Declos-Calogli. Alexander Garfinkel. Madeleine Daisy Gauthier. Amanda Gelb. Margot Voltaire George. Adam Schaefer Gilbert. Carly Sasha Goldberg. Jake Philip Goldberg. Jeremy Paul Goldless, Distinction. Lauren Elizabeth Goss. Josiane Green. Blair Griffiths. Alexander James Halverson. Kara Jean Hawkins, Distinction. James Houston. April Elizabeth Hudson. Tekin Hagan Irmak. Justin Ann Ivanoskas. Marta Hanna Yablonska. Maxim Olivier Yalajas. Genevieve Jobin, Distinction. Simran Kohli, Misawa Holmes Prize in International Business and Dean's Honor List. Peter Jan Gabriel Schonve. Alex Vicky Lohm. Genevieve Labrec. Sarah Clementine Langlois. Tyan Lee. Jessica Lee. Emily Leforestier. Robert Elliott Legat. Fabienne Fontana Lete. Jamie Lieberman. Charles Alexander Madden. Andrew John Charles Maloney. Jessica Marcus. Frédéric Marcin Martin, Distinction. Amanda Lee Massey. Lauren Kaylee Mikhailov. Marta Michalek, Distinction. Jesse Elizabeth Miller. Audrey Elizabeth Mokel, Distinction. Jillian Kathleen Montgomery. Stephen Lloyd Nierink. Antoine Goh. Nam Phuong Nguyen. Matthew Paris. Vandad Purbahrami. Rachel Louise Powell. Joanna Paige Rollin. David Rosen, Distinction. Sophie Roy. Marco Giovanni Saccaro, Distinction. Joseph Eugene Schwimmer. Risa Shibata. Joel Terrence Smith. Margaret Snell. Wing Chan Debbie So, Distinction. Lee Stephenson. Michelle Louise Swatek. Emily Ann Teichman, Distinction. Craig Michael Toohey. Jared Harry Topper. Danielle Thomas Trimble. Lynn Vanden Magdenberg. Jessica Lauren Vieira. Joanne Vines. Lisa Rasulan Wanono Rahman, Distinction. Ruby Wu. David Zelniker. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Mathieu Bertrand. Min Fan. Charles Gauvin, Dean's Honor List. Ramesh Sari Halazoun, Distinction. Alexander Shai Lipkovich. Dina Santina. Lauren Catherine Searle, Dean's Honor List. Julian Alberto Torres. Dominique Pascal Welt, Hugh Housen Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Matthew Aaron Atwood, Dean's Honor List. Merrick Joshua Kayem. Lin Chow. Iona Constantinescu. Michael Daniel Danto. Sarah Hopp. Cheryl Margaret McLeod. Alexandra Miyakova. Gabrielle No. Céline Elodie Padley. Irina Pravet. Melanie Man Hei Shek. Gregory Joseph Simkis. Maria Sohail. Ronan Yair Tal. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Gabrielle Bonnell, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Shu Wei Shu, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Neil Joseph Kagi, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Fatoumata Diane, First Class Honors. Wenting Jiang, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Sarah Lynn Mahaffey, Honors in Investment Management. Philippe-Antoine Morissette, First Class Honors, Letco Brousseau Investment Management Award, and Dean's Honor List. Daniel Perez, First Class Honors, and Dean's Honor List. Thibault-Henri Wolfgang Sontag, Honors. Jahangir Sirus Vevaina, First Class Honors. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations, Pardeep Bisla. Monica Mo. Megan McGregor Poss, Laddie Millen Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Xia Xuan Wu, Distinction and Laddie Millen Memorial Prize. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Arturo Amador Martinez. Yang Yun An. Roxanne Ariola. Hannah Badawi. Lere Pascaran. Chloe Shirin Benson. Alexandra Bailey Birenbaum. Valerie Piton. Carl Buono. Joseph Bulletin. Simon Booth. Jules Lenard Boucart. Jeffrey Robert Brownstein. Ellen Cowan Brescia. Christopher Castellano. Samantha Daphne Chang. Yuan Yan Xu. Ines Creteno. Allison Leanne Davis. Courtney Davis. Cassandra Delicoli. Rafael Darren. Stephanie Francis DeWar. Jamie Lee Donahue. Jacinthe Justine Doyen Goyette. Mandy Alexandra Feinberg. Ashley Joy Finestone. Jessamine Puyu Falk. Catherine Gillis. Genevieve Renaud-Gitting. Pierre-Louis Goffard. Sarah Marissa Goldenblatt. Molly Alyssa Gomolin. Emily Samantha Hendren. Caitlin Jessica Hirsch. Rebecca Hujaj, Cindy Huang, Sandra Huyn, Haider Inayat, Distinction. Mariam Jawad, Yasmin Kadiri, Amanullah Khalid, Shirin Latha, Caroline Larouche, Cecilia Larson, Charles U.K. Lee, Wenli Liang, Dean's Honor List, Michael Lee Mao, Olivia Marasco, Nicholas Daniel Martin, Marie-Christine Nolet, Rohma Nomani, Samantha Rachel Olson, Emily Sarah Pally Sampson, Distinction. Lauren Petroff, Priscilla Elisabetta Pierini, Marcella Quintero Aguirre, Roy Andrew Reed, Distinction, Lee Blair Richardson, Derek Ridiger, Dean's Honor List. Camille Saint-Amour-Poupard. Kyle Schisler. Daniel Aaron Schwebel, Distinction. Andrea Ellen Spruill. Jessica Stein, Julia Tadeo, Frédéric Perron Thomas, Griffin Samuel Thompson, Dr. M. Richard Galfin Prize in Marketing, and Dean's Honor List. Laurel Kathleen Thompson, Sabrina Sin Tong Ting, Ashley Michelle Turnbull, Rua Wani, Audrey Hoi Yen Wong, Sydney Sid Yin Wong, Yi Xia, Audrey Suki Magdalene Yong. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Dominique Bensadoun, Chung Hao Chang, Maya Roxanne Foley, Rosalie Kennedy, Allison Jane McPhee,
Thank you, Professor Saroyan. It's now my great pleasure to invite Mr. Matthew Atwood to deliver a few words as the valedictorian.
It's kind of a lot of you, eh? Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, fellow graduates, and of course, honored guests. I'm much more nervous than I thought I would be, but I'm happy nonetheless to see all of your smiling faces, and I truly hope that you're happy to see mine as well. Now, when I set out to write this speech, I had hoped to write something that was funny, that was inspirational, or at least mildly entertaining. So I looked back over 4 years at McGill, and I pored over old scraps of notes, exams, a final here or there, you know, maybe a paper that I had written. And I really realized that we have regurgitated Porter's five forces a lot of times. But I also thought about other things. I thought about interactive sessions. I thought about Hamami's spicy midterms. I thought about JDC, MMICC, and even fashion. I tried to think about what made McGill so meaningful, so memorable, and so unique to all of us. And to be perfectly honest, I couldn't think of anything. So I was left with a pile of notes that wasn't funny, that wasn't inspirational, and wasn't even mildly entertaining. And so I dug a little deeper. Memories as endless as construction in the Bronfman building flooded into mind. I remembered my catastrophic performance in statistics. I remembered late nights in the Bronfman basement or the student concourse or the student lounge or floor zero or whatever it is it's being called these days. I remembered moving into res, the joy that was cafeteria food, and my first and only fight with my roommates, which, by the way, I totally won. And I remember Thursday afternoons from 4 to 7. Well, that isn't exactly what you'd call a clear memory, but people have told me that I had a really good time nevertheless. Right? And I remember years ago when I was still but a young chap, a phrase that someone had told me that's relatively simple, but while I was writing this speech, I kept coming back to it. And it goes like this. This too shall pass. And think about it for a moment. I mean, grade 12 came and we applied to McGill, we got accepted, we worked hard, and then it passed. And then first year came and we were left alone, shocked, stunned, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. And then it passed. And midterms and papers and final papers came, they stressed us out, they made us cry and cry out against McGill, and then somehow we finished them. And then they passed too. And then we told our parents polite fictions about studying all day, every day, evenings and weekends, when really we were just out partying with our friends. And that made me feel guilty, but that passed probably quickest of all. And then the unthinkable happened. Suddenly, and without warning, over budget and bloated with beer, our time at McGill passed too. Now, by saying this, I'm not trying to make anyone sad. Although, if I know my mother, she's probably been crying for the past 2 minutes. And for that, Mom, I'm truly sorry. But what I do want to do is to remind everyone that time will march forward. Life-changing events like this will come and go. And it is really our responsibility to learn from them. And if you think about it, after 4 years of climbing, we have finally reached a dazzling precipice where a world of opportunity lay before us. McGill has given us the chance and the opportunity to improve the world and to improve ourselves, to demand better, to strive farther, and to soar higher. But I guess when all is said and done, I have no idea what the future will hold for us. I mean, maybe we have jobs and maybe we don't, and maybe we'll get married and maybe we won't. I mean, I see Alex over there and she might have 10 kids, and I see Mike over there and he might have 10 cats. Who knows? But all I do know is that armed by McGill and drunk on the recklessness of youth for a change, the world is truly our oyster. So graduates, before we say goodbye to each other, before we say goodbye to McGill, and before we say goodbye to Montreal, a city that I found terrifying, but a city that is now my home, let's one last time all together celebrate all that we've come from, where we are today, and where we're going. Let's take this opportunity one last time before it too passes. Congratulations, tout le monde. Good luck and Godspeed. Thank you very much.
Matthew, many, many, many thanks, and I know I speak for all of you here. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Not quite legal. You've got to wait another minute. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations. I do want to invite the graduates, their families, and friends to the terrace in front of the Leacock Building for refreshments. And now for the final, I want to ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. We come from and return to many lands. In humility and hope, may we continue in friendship and grow in solidarity and wisdom. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you.